The Council on Revenues lowered its state general fund growth forecast from its previous 5% to 4.2%. That lowers state spending by about $80 million. But council member Chris Gandy says growth is a lot higher.
From my perspective, visitor arrivals and expenditures are growing higher, still above average. Contracting tax base has come up. Real GDP growth, it's been accelerating. So, for me, the economy looks pretty good. I'm at 6.5%.
Professor Carl Bonham, who's a member of the council and executive director of the UH Economic Research Organization, was asked if the federal government shutdown would have a major impact on state revenue collections. Bonham said he did not do the math, but offered this possible outcome.
I also don't expect it to continue to go on and on and on. We've already have two or three federal employee unions who are suing the administration. I think they have a very strong case because essentially their employees are being forced to work without pay. I don't know how that's going to play out, but if we miss one paycheck, I think the effect will be relatively minor. If we miss three, it'll be large.
Bonham says the current slowdown in tourism could be reversed, but member Christy Maynard offered a projection seconded by Vice Chair Marilyn Niwau.
I don't think we're going to stay at an unusually high number. I'll make a motion that we change the forecast for 4.2.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Chair Kurt Kawafuchi then called for a vote.
We have motion for 4.2, a second, take a vote. All in support, one against, four in support.
The next Council on Revenue General Fund forecast is scheduled for March 12th, one day before the state budget crossover in the legislature. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.